This is The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca. Toronto's news, today's talk, 640 Toronto.
Happy Sunday and welcome to The Parenting Show. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. I'm not even going to... We're just jumping right in it because I've got the Wiggles in studio with me today. My good friends from down under, and all of them are here. Plus one extra special guest. Who is it?
Ahoy there!
What is that? Patty Captain Featherworth?
Oh, yes, indeed. Ahoy there, me hearties. It's great to see ya.
This is the first time that we've had you in studio, Captain.
It is indeed, and it's a wonderful honor to be here. I feel extremely blessed.
And now we realize we've made a very big mistake.
The whole thing's going to be about me. Nobody else is going to get to speak because I'm closest to the microphone.
Okay, let's get through. We have to say hello to everyone else, though. So we've got, starting from my far left,
Anthony in the blue, the original V8, last of the V8s.
Last of the V8 interceptors.
Right next to me is John.
John Wiggle.
The TikTok king.
Katarina Wiggle.
Lucia Wiggle in blue.
Simon Wiggle in red, who's now hit an age where people think I'm an original Wiggle.
Lucky Wiggle in purple.
And Sahai Wiggle in yellow.
Guys, you are back in Canada for a huge Canadian tour that kicked off yesterday in beautiful St. John's. And now it's like just show after show after show. How does it feel to be back here in Canada?
It's so good to be. Well, it was so great there. Do you know St. John's is such a unique, beautiful place, mystical, musical, and it's like being in a fairy tale. And of course, in Australia, the weather's pretty mild. It's very hot at the moment. But thinking that icebergs float down Kitty Vitty Harbour, and that the Titanic sunk only about 300 nautical miles from St. John. It's been amazing, Pina, the chic mama.
Anthony, I love you. I love you. I love you. But okay, I want to ask. This is just like asking a mother. I know who their favorite child is, but you guys have done Canada quite a few times. And now I need to ask, what's your favorite stop in Canada? I want to hear from all of you guys.
Okay, we'll go down the line.
Start with Sahai.
Sahai, oh. Right next to me. Oh, yeah, girl. I'm sitting, like, you're right next to me. Choose wisely.
I guess I'd say Toronto.
Good girl.
Because everything's here, and I love it, and the shopping slays.
Oh. Yes, I love it. Good answer. Lockie.
Well, after just being in St. John's, I have to say, I don't know, there's something about being the water, the coloured houses. There's memories there every time we go. So I'm going to go that one.
Okay.
Well, yeah, have you seen all the different coloured houses
sitting by the sea?
I love it. Captain?
I love me a bit of Vancouver. It's really easy to get the SS Feathersword in there. It's plenty of ocean space. It's fantastic.
I love it.
Yeah.
Simon?
Yeah, well, it would have to be Toronto. And that's the reason why is because of, well, Chic Mama.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. Wow.
I would have to say either Montreal or Toronto.
Okay.
Both of them. I love Toronto and Montreal. We went to the Science Museum, actually, last time we were in Montreal. It was quite fun. But they both have different things to offer. Just love being in Canada in
okay,
general,
so
honest.
Lucia, it's like you got a tie there. Okay.
The old Bunsen burner will get you every time, won't it?
It's very hard to choose a favourite city because they're all so wonderful and unique. But I think I'm going to go with Lockie and say St. John's. It's pretty special and magical over there, I think.
Something about the ocean, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you guys on that. John.
And for me, besides Toronto and St. John, I would say Calgary. I really love the scenery and the cold weather. Yeah, it's
Hold on a second. Did you say and the cold weather?
Yeah, cold weather.
John, are you
because
okay?
Because I hate taking my skivvy off.
love it.
Johnny, if you don't mind me saying, was asked to be in a cowboy calendar. A cowboy calendar. and he's going to do it for Calgary. It's going towards the Captain Feathersword School of the Morally Depraved. And he's going to, and all the proceeds. This is going to be great.
Yeah, Cowtown is where it's
Cowtown.
I've got my cowboy boots on, so if you want a pair, you can. I'll like pass them over to you right now. Okay.
Oops, scooting
baby. My favorite. Well, Toronto, St. John, but I do love the French place?
Montreal.
Montreal. And also I really like the place where you have the Oktoberfest and the Lederhosen, because Captain and I dressed up in Simon and we had a bit of a Oktoberfest.
Yes, that's, we did.
Was it Kitchener?
Yeah, Kitchener.
Kitchener.
And Katerina bought the German traditional dress, yes, which is called the Drindel.
And the lovely kitchen buns.
There's a lovely park there, and it's very reminiscent of Sound of Music.
That's right.
And I sang I Am 60 Going on 61, and it was a beautiful moment.
Yeah, very realistic too.
Says Lucia.
Yes.
And you know what? For those listening that may not know, Lucia, what is your connection with Anthony?
I am, in fact, Anthony's daughter. Dun, dun, dun.
What?
Yes, it's true. The rumors are true.
And you know what I have to say? I absolutely love that. I love it. And I tell everyone all the time, I'm like, did you know that Lucia, the blue female wiggle, is Anthony's daughter? And people are like, no. Yeah. And then I feel so like, you know, like, well,
it's quite funny. A lot of people don't know until they hear me talking about like how he just is sleeping all over their house. Like he's sleeping on the couch. And then they're like, wait, how do you know he's sleeping on the couch? I'm like, oh, he's my dad. And then it's like, oh, okay. Yeah, it's quite funny. He goes between dad mode and boss mode as well.
Oh, that must be. How is that? Can I ask? I want a little bit of insight.
That's
very
on this.
No. I mean, do you want to explain, Dad?
I mean, I've got to say sometimes, oh, Lucia, I'm your dad. This is coming from Dad. Or Lucia, this is coming from director. But I get bossed around more than she does by Lucia. Would that be true?
Necessarily so sometimes.
Yeah, necessarily so. Oh, we're on the bus in 10 minutes. Did you get your laundry out of the washing?
Drum faster, drum slower.
Yeah, drum slower.
No, don't.
On stage, drum faster.
Oh, really? Drum faster. It's just.
I'm not going to comment on that.
Well, I want to hear more all about the tour. I want to hear about what you guys have been up to since I last saw you in studio. And I just want to chit chat with you guys. What did we say it was last time? It was chewing the meat?
Chewing the fat.
So we're going to chew the fat with the wiggle. So I suggest you don't go anywhere and stay tuned because we have more. And in the meantime, you're going to want to jot this down because if you ever want to catch the wiggles, you can do so on Treehouse because we've got Ready Steady Wiggles Season 5, which airs Saturday afternoons at noon on Treehouse and Stack TV. This is the Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto. And we'll be back with the wiggles right after this break.
You're listening to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca, Toronto's news. Today's talk, 640 Toronto.
This is The Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. And with me, I've got not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven, not eight, because we've got a bonus. So I'm going to go with nine wiggles in the studio with me right now. Guys, I'm so happy to see you. I'm so happy that you're back. I'm so happy that you've got your tour on again in Canada. It's something that we look forward to every single fall. It's like a little Canadian Wiggles tradition. And you've got some shows coming up. You guys just did, where were you yesterday, Anthony?
We were on the Rock, St. John, Newfoundland.
Yes, you were. And then you guys are hitting up Halifax tomorrow. Yeah. Then followed by Prince Edward Island. Then you're going to be in New Brunswick. And then there's going to be like a bunch of shows here in Ontario. So we got Cornwall, Ottawa, Hamilton, London, Oshawa, Kingston, Sudbury, Toronto. Two shows there.
Who agreed to this?
Toronto again. Two shows there. We got. I feel the love for Toronto, though, eh?
Yeah, a lot of love for Toronto.
We've got four shows.
Do you know we were going to play the four, is it called? The Rogers Centre Stadium. But Sahai loves Coca-Cola so much, so he said, let's play the Coca-Cola Coliseum.
You know what?
That's right.
Sahai, I'm with you. I'm a Coca-Cola kind of girl.
Yes.
Yeah, I think we spoke about this last time you were in.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Coca-Cola Coliseum it is, which is happening Saturday, October 7th and the 8th. Two shows each day, noon and 4 o'clock. If you haven't got your tickets yet, you're going to want to get them because this is a show you don't want to miss. And you guys know how much I love my concerts and my shows. I did like 22 last year. I don't even know what I'm at this year. And the Wiggles are in my top three. I just went on record and on the air to say that. Just saying.
Who
just
the
saying.
Other two?
Well, I do love my Pearl Jam.
Yeah,
you know, I do love Pearl Jam. I also had an amazing experience at The Killers.
Oh, yeah.
The Killers, yeah. Foo's also put on a good show. You
we
guys
still
are up
made
there.
The top three.
You guys are in the top three for sure. And I love seeing you guys on stage doing your thing. And I have to say that it's like, although it is a show for kids, whenever I come to the show, I always look around. And I notice that sometimes the parents are having a little bit more fun than the kids. And I think that's amazing. And I got to say, for you guys that are up on stage, do you guys notice that? Do you notice the parents, like, you know, dancing away, singing along,
well,
and having the time of their life?
But do you know what? A lot of other mums these days are wearing T-shirts, which we don't sell, and they've had them made themselves, and they've got, we're only here for John. And I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
True, guys.
There are. For real? A lot, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
What?
I made, like, they're fantastic. They're, like, a really big emblem in the front. Just, yeah. I'm here for John.
Well, it's funny, though, because there's... Anthony's been crossed out. John's been written.
But sometimes it isn't just the mums. It's like the aunties or the cousins that don't actually have children have come to the show.
They're like, oh, you know what? I'm going to get tickets for my nieces and nephews. Yeah. You know, I just want to be a really good aunt. So that's what we're going to do. Meanwhile, are they really there for the children to bring the little ones? Not really.
John looks much bigger on TV, by the way.
But I'm really strong.
Yeah.
John, I need to ask, because last time you were in, we were talking about your TikTok account, which has blown up.
Oh, wow.
It has. What are we at? How many followers are you at?
Today, 59 million. I'm trying to look too much, you know. It's we're just focusing on just being myself.
You're building the brand.
Yeah, day-to-day tasks and things like that. So
when
look.
You looked this morning, John, what was it?
Scrolling. It's overwhelming. Very overwhelming. But very grateful.
We love it. So do you ever let, you know, Anthony come on or Simon or any of the ladies or Lockie come on or Captain? Do you do stuff with them on your TikTok?
Yeah, I'm open to whoever wants to jump on board.
try to avoid the captain because the numbers go down.
Well, no, you know what he did the other day? Very innocent. He said, Anthony, can you be in a TikTok with me? Because I'm doing a remake of Beauty and the Beast.
I'll be the Beast. You can be the Beauty.
And before you guys arrived to Canada, you guys were visiting somewhere else. Where were you guys?
We were in New Zealand.
New Zealand.
How was that? So is that where everything kicked off?
Yeah. New Zealand was incredible. Katarina has family there, so we went and visited them. They were out in, what was that?
Dunedin.
Yeah, Dunedin. And, so that was great. And they're dachshund and breeders. So we had a lot of fun. We had a great time.
Yeah, they had a litter of puppies, so we got to play with all the little puppies, which was so
cute. Oh, that is awesome. Yeah. And you guys didn't bring any for me.
But there were Calabrians everywhere.
I love that whenever we have the Wiggles in studio, The Calabria love is like in full force. Yeah. And why is that, Anthony? Do we have some in the house, yes, in this room, in the studio with us right now?
Johnny's married to Calabria.
Yep, so I'm half Calabrian.
On my license. By association.
Is Calabresi.
Calabresi.
Yeah.
And she is half Greek, which is sort of Calabrian.
My mum would beg to differ.
Yeah, I feel really honored to have my paisans in studio with me. Mm. You know, John, who's half.
By association.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, Katerina. You know, she's my sister.
We are sisters.
Yes, we are. We are. And I love it. I love it. And you guys then from New Zealand went over to the States.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So you were just in New York, and I saw some of your posts about it. I want to hear, did you guys have fun in the States?
So much fun.
Come on, Sahai, tell
Sahai,
us
about Sahai, how was the shopping? How was the shopping?
Oh, everything. The shopping was amazing. Shows. I only saw one. I saw A Beautiful Noise, the Neil Diamond musical, and that was phenomenal. And the big Harry Potter nerd here, I went to the Harry Potter store and I had the time of my
life. I saw that. I saw it and I was like, oh my God, I'm jealous because I too am a Harry Potter nerd. What house are you?
I'm Gryffindor.
Me too. Oh my God, high five. High five. Yes. All right. Sorry. Do you have a pair of Harry Potter Vans? Because I have Harry Potter Van sneakers.
No. That is cool. Okay, I have Converse there.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to have to go shopping together. And we're going to have to get a pair. Definitely.
They do themselves up. They're magic.
Oh, plot twist. That's so good.
Lockie, what did you do in New York?
We did three wonderful dates of shows. And we saw Beautiful Noise twice. It was so good.
That's amazing.
It was so good. A few of us saw it. What did we...
What's your favorite song now?
My favorite song.
Oh boy.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowin', but then I know it's going strong.
So strong, so strong.
Was it the spring? And spring began the summer. Who knew and believe you'd come along?
Yeah. Come on, everybody, hands.
Hands. Touching hands. Reaching out. Touching me. Touching you. Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so good.
So good, so good, so good.
Oh, I've been inclined to believe they never would. Sweet Caroline.
Amazing, amazing, amazing. I love it. I love it. Is that going to be part of the show? Is that a song that's part of the show, guys?
It can be. If there's requests, you never know.
Yeah, we do it in Boston.
Yes, is there a Toronto, like, anthem?
Yeah, you know what? We do love Sweet Caroline.
Oh.
So that would fit in nicely. What do you guys think?
Everyone
loves
Sweet Caroline.
Everyone loves Sweet Caroline.
Yeah, we love that.
She's sweet.
She is very.
Drake song.
Very sweet. Anthony, it looks like you have something you want to say.
I can't hear anything. I'm 60 years old. I'm going to put the headphones on.
Put the headphones on. Oh, yeah.
What's that?
Your bike.
Oh, the bike. Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh. If I said to you, you say, I just got a brand new bike.
I just got a brand new bike, Anthony.
Oh, mate. You reckon you'll come off it?
I don't know.
Have you come off it yet?
Have you ever come off it?
Yeah, I've come off it.
So if you buy a motorbike...
What does that mean? What are you
if
talking
If you buy
about?
A motorbike, you're definitely going to come off it. Now, we were speaking to Dr. Greg Werner in New York, and he said, I rode my bike here, and I said, have you ever come off it? He said, well, I'm here. Now, Australians know that if you ever come off it means...
You've fallen off it.
You had an accident.
An accident.
Come off your bike.
Oh, you've come off it.
And you'll say, if you buy a motorbike, someone will say to you, oh, you'll definitely come off it.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
This is another like chew the fat kind of thing, right?
Yeah. It's not exactly the most encouraging.
Have you ever come off it? Yeah. You know, yeah, I've come off my bike.
If you do buy a motorbike, you pretty well will come off it.
Yeah.
No lie, my nephew Anthony just came off his bike, his motorbike on the weekend.
Yeah.
He's okay.
He's okay. He's okay. Yeah. It's a good thing he's Calabrese. He's got a hard head.
He's got a good night. So it's good.
We've got the Wiggles in studio. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back with more. This is The Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto. And I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca.
Welcome back to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca. Toronto's news, today's talk, 640 Toronto.
Welcome back. This is The Parenting Show on 640 Toronto. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca, and we've got the Wiggles in studio because they have kicked off their Canadian tour. That started yesterday, and later on, we're going to have four shows right here in Toronto. So if you haven't got your tickets, you're going to want to do that. Also, don't forget, you can watch the Wiggles and catch them on Treehouse and Stack TV every Saturday at noon with Ready, Steady, Wiggles Season 5. Guys, how do you feel about that?
Great.
So everyone should definitely tune in for that, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely, because it's come after 4.
Yes.
Yeah, number
Season 5 yeah. comes yeah. after 4.
Yeah.
And it's before 6.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And we've filmed 6. Yeah, so they will come after. And, you know, after 6 will be...
Maybe
I don't know.
No, about the series, this is true. We're way ahead. We've done series 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 10.
Oh, 8 and 10.
Have we?
Well, 7, 8, 9.
Oh, okay. I see you're trying to like.
But this series that's out.
He got me there. I'm not gonna lie. He got me
isn't
there.
Isn't even out in Australia. Yeah, you guys have the exclusive.
Oh, yeah. Cheers.
We've been wanting to watch it. We haven't got to watch it yet.
Yeah. Do you hear that, yeah. Canada? Yeah. We've got the exclusive.
Exclusive.
Season 5.
Yeah.
Treehouse and Stack TV. Saturdays at noon.
Mm.
Ready, Steady, what?
Wiggle.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. I love it. And, you know, I've got to give a shout out. We got a special guest. Sorry, I'm not talking about you, Captain.
Oh, no, that's okay. I've had my moment in the sun.
But we do have a very special guest in studio with us today. And you guys know I have three. I have three little ones at home. We've got Samantha. We've got Liliana. We've got Marcus, who love you and send their love and wish they were here. And Liliana has a friend from school, and his name is Angelo. And she just absolutely loves and adores Angelo. And Angelo is a big Wiggles fan. So he's in studio. He came all the way to see you guys in studio. And he loves you guys so much. So I'm really, really happy that we've got Angelo joining us in studio today.
Good on you, Angelo.
Good on you, Angelo.
So he's like right in the mix with you guys, eh? Between Captain and Lockie here. Yeah. And he's got a Simon skivvy on, eh?
It's a good color. It's a very good color.
Simon and Katarina. Yeah. I love it. So... I think Angela's wondering the same thing I'm wondering. Has to do with the tooth.
Mm.
Has to do with the tooth. Yes. And Anthony,
there's a great tooth story.
Yeah, what's going on? Did you lose something?
I was riding my bike through Central Park, New York.
Did you come off it?
No, I didn't come off it. Brilliant, mate. No, I didn't come off it. That's not how it happened. I was riding my bike. Sahai's in front. And Sahai just stopped her bike, electric bike, and went, "Oh, Anthony, I bet that you want a pretzel." And I said, "How did you know that?" Because I'd never had a pretzel. So Sahai raced over to this guy who was selling them and brought me over one. Now, Sahai got one as well.
Yeah.
We said, 1, 2, 3, and we made a little selfie of it. When I bit into my pretzel, it was very hard, and I lost my tooth.
No.
And then we had an interview. About an hour later, and that's the interview where Johnny took his shirt off and it's had 2 million views, and I was there with no tooth because I lost my tooth. And no offense to Sahai, but it's not your fault, but I wouldn't
have... It's your fault, Sahai. That's exactly what he's saying.
But it was fun having
the
pretzels.
Fun saying it like pretzel too. I mean, that's because of the tooth.
Yeah.
He does have the tooth back. He can't say
pretzel.
So it, Anthony lost a tooth.
It was salted, but very stale. And it was like, and I'm not having a go, but yeah.
So unfortunate.
This was in New York.
Yeah. In New York, Central Park, New York. And then I had an amazing dentist in America who fixed it all up, put another tooth back in. Because all my teeth aren't real. They're made of, what are they made
porcelain.
Of?
Porcelain.
Porcelain. Yeah.
Pretzels and porcelain.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Great combination, go together. Apparently.
Good. Yeah.
I love it. So, but, you know, this brings me to a few years back. I don't know what it is with you and Anthony. I should say you, Anthony, in New York and getting hurt.
Well, no, that
and
was
unfortunate.
Boston.
Oh, was Boston. It Boston?
No, I walked into a revolving door.
Because, yes, you did.
There's a few things. We do not have revolving doors in Australia. True?
We actually do. We do now. It's not as common, though.
It's not as much. Yeah.
Yeah. They're not really around. Yeah. And also, that I think they go turned around in the different way to the southern hemisphere.
Yes, yeah.
They do. So I walked in and
just
it smashed
excuses.
Me. Now, there was blood everywhere. And I was taken to the hospital in Boston, and there was like three guys next to me who'd all had shotgun wounds, and there I was walking into a revolving door with a broken nose.
And it made headlines in Australia. It was absolutely everywhere because he walked into a revolving door.
But on that
door.
Same tour, Katarina and Emma ate glass.
Yes.
They didn't mean to.
Yeah, it was in my food.
I hope they didn't mean to.
No, it was in our food and we were eating it and I think was thinking, oh, my throat feels scratchy. And then Emma found a piece of glass and we just looked at each other and went, uh-oh. And so I had to go to hospital. They had to stick like cameras up my nose to try and find if the glass was still in
was
there.
Was this in Boston?
Captain Feathersword asked for seconds.
I eat glass for breakfast. Yar!
Do you know what's funny? It's a different world in Australia.
Yes.
You just go to the hospital. You wouldn't think about it. As soon as that happened, our bus driver went, you own that hospital. You own that
you
restaurant.
You own that restaurant.
Yeah, like,
I could sue them. And I'm like, I wouldn't do that. But, it was quite scary. And then I had to wait for it to pass through, I guess. So,
well,
interesting.
That was in Canada.
I think it was America.
It was America.
It was America. Yeah.
Even if it was, we're going to say it was in America.
There was one town, a beautiful town in Canada where Katarina got sick.
Yeah, I got altitude sickness.
Yeah, no, that was Calgary. No, there was another one where you're in a hospital. And the funny thing was that the plane would only fly to there but not fly onwards.
Oh, yes, I had an infection. That's right. I was in, where was I?
But this is
I can't remember where.
In Canada, they have outback. Like towns like we do.
It only flew east or something.
It only flies east, doesn't come back?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't even know about this.
Or there's one flight a day or every second day. Oh.
Yeah. Anyway.
It wasn't thunder.
I feel like the story's kind of morphed over time.
Well, guess what? None of this happened in Toronto. That's my takeaway from it.
Exactly.
You know? So, but yeah, let's talk about Toronto for a second, guys. We mentioned that there's four shows at the Coca-Cola Coliseum. Mm-hmm. Just
the Coca-Cola Coliseum. And do you know what?
Just for Sahai.
Did I mention that Sahai loves? And Sahai's mum, Robin, she loves Coca-Cola.
Yeah, she really does. It's the favourite drink in the household, which is great.
It's true. It's my favourite,
I'm hoping
too.
That we get Coca-Cola after every show. You know?
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to come. Yeah. Just so I can have Coca-Cola with you at the Coca-Cola Coliseum.
And fruit salad, obviously.
Yummy.
Yeah.
But Sahai, I know that we spoke briefly about Beauty and the Beast. That was John and Anthony talking about that. But what's going on with you and Beauty and the Beast? Did you do something back home?
We went to the premiere and it absolutely rocked. It was great.
I saw the post and you looked absolutely stunning. So I just had to say that. And now one more question before we go to break, because we are in Canada and Toronto. And I need to know, Anthony, did you visit Tim Hortons yet?
Did you visit Tim Hortons?
Already been. And got the Tim Holes.
No. Tim Bits.
Tim Holes.
Oh, my God.
No, not Tim Holes.
It's a bit out of the hole. The hole's left.
Tim Bits. We had
the whole middle.
We had Tim Bits this morning.
Tim Bits are very good at reusing.
Yeah.
But, most people throw that bit in the bin. But
The sheep mama told me that it's the hole of the
donut.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Do you remember the last one?
It's all the Chic Mama's fault. We had Timbits, yes.
Thank you.
Timbits. Yeah.
Timbits.
That's not much better though.
So Timbits, not Tim Halls.
Well, see, Simon remembered. Simon remembered that you said that is the whole of the donut.
It's the whole of the donut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, so I thought they were called Tim Holes.
Yeah. Yeah, but we don't go anywhere near Tim's hole.
And we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more. Yeah. This is the Parenting Show on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca, Toronto's news. Today's talk, 640 Toronto.
It is Sunday night and you're tuned into 640 Toronto. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. This is The Parenting Show and we've got the Wiggles in studio with me tonight. Oh, we had some good laughs just before the break. I actually looked over at Lockie. Lockie, you had tears rolling down.
That was a very funny accidental joke.
Actually, you know what? We haven't talked about in a while, and I need to ask Lockie, how are your plants doing?
My plants?
Yeah, because I remember that you like plants.
I moved house, and those plants have passed.
I'm so sorry.
Rest in
peace.
I cannot wait to get new plants, but thank you for asking.
Okay.
I've got the sea sole ready, the seaweed solution.
I was crying for another reason.
No, I can't wait to get my plant room set up. Yes.
And are you going to get you? Because you've got some little ones at home.
Yes.
Are they going to get involved in the plants?
Yeah, they're just a bit funny about the watering can. Not too much water. So you just have one half a can each.
Okay.
Otherwise,
all right.
Too much water. You know, it's
all right.
Root rot. It's not.
And Simon, I got to ask, how's your little guy doing? We miss him.
Yeah.
He's back home with your beautiful wife, Lauren.
Yeah, and they're coming over, actually, towards the end of the month, and we'll spend a couple of weeks here, and we'll a few days after we've finished tour. So, yeah, can't wait. Yeah, but he has a full watering can, let me tell you. He's a very busy boy, but he's fantastic.
Well, I hope that we get to see them at the Toronto shows that are happening at the end of the month here at the Coca-Cola Coliseum. If you don't have your tickets, you want to get your... I can't even talk because I'm so excited. You're going to want to get them because it's happening Saturday, October 7th. I said the end of the month? Guys, I already started. I was drinking.
Into October.
Yeah.
I was drinking. I'm not going to lie.
Tim Holes is really throwing spanner in the works.
Show sponsored by Tim Holes.
So Saturday, October 7th, and Saturday and Sunday, October 8th.
It's okay.
I'll get it right. The 7th and the 8th of October, which is a Saturday and a Sunday. Yes. There's a show at noon on both days and a show at 4 p.m. on both days.
Correct.
And yeah, you're not going to want to miss it because it is one of the best shows I've ever seen. And I'm not just saying it because you guys are in front of me. I legit mean it. Okay.
Big
fan. And it is like one of the most entertaining shows that I have seen. And I laugh and I love to dance and I love to sing along. I am one of those moms in the crowd.
Yes.
But John, I'm sorry. I don't have a shirt I don't have a John shirt.
One for you, I think.
John's got a supply. He's one handing them out.
I'm actually done them off.
Well, I don't know if you know, Captain, but last time we were in studio, John wore a beautiful jumper, and that's a hoodie for all of us Canadians, with... It was your face on it,
yeah,
right?
It said Strong John on there. I think someone was selling them down at the market stand in...
Someone was selling them? Is that
Toronto.
The story we're going with?
No, I printed it myself. It cost me $80. Waiting for some merch.
Yeah.
Other exciting news, aside from the tour, which I know you guys all at home are like, that is the most exciting info ever. But is there a documentary coming out?
There is.
Yes, what? There is on Amazon Prime, all about the Wiggles. It starts back with the OGs from 1991 to the present. It's incredible. You'll laugh, you'll cry. You'll probably laugh and cry a bit more. But yeah, it's on Amazon Prime worldwide on October the 14th. It goes live.
Hot potato there. Story of the Wiggles.
That's it.
Oh, I love it. I can't wait to see this. I'm very excited. And I'm glad that you guys said worldwide because a lot of the times, you know, they will just release it in certain parts of the world.
We feel that in Australia. We often get cut off
right?
by that.
Just like season 5 of
Ready, Steady, Wiggle. You know, we haven't even seen it and we're in it.
That's not cool.
It's not, well,
that's not cool. But you know what? It's very cool for us Canadians because you can catch it here on Treehouse and Stacked every Saturday at noon. Just saying. Which, like you said, Simon, comes after season
four. Yes, and it's before season six.
That's number five. Brilliant. Anthony, did you come up with that?
Don't know who thought of that.
Anthony, was it you that came up with that?
What's that?
Season five to come after four and before six?
Oh, no, I was the one that said we should do season nine and got destroyed by eight, because seven, eight, nine.
When you're on a winner, you just keep going.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner is what we like to say here in Canada, Simon. Okay, so what else do we need to know? What else is going on? What are you most excited about, like, for this Canadian tour? Is it the poutine? Anthony, I know how much you love the fries and the gravy and the cheese curds.
You know what Anthony really loves? Moxies.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He loves Moxies.
So much so that, and Johnny does too.
I do.
We both always want to go there, and a certain member of the group won't let us go.
Look, you can't go to Moxies when you're in Toronto. Like, there's so many great restaurants. Moxies is a great restaurant, but there's so many others to try.
We went there almost every single night for, like, a solid, I don't know how long. It got a bit, and same as A&W Burgers. I don't think I can ever eat them again. But they were good, but we did a bit overkill. Overdone. It was overdone.
We don't have Moxies in Australia. We don't have
A&W.
We don't have the keg. We don't have A&W.
We don't have Tim's Holes either.
I know, those holes.
Nope, no holes.
I came back to Australia with extreme blood pressure, and that's true.
It is because
I was hitting the vegan, Beyond Meat vegan burgers over and over and over.
Very high
and
salt.
They've got very high salt.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Little did I know, and that's I came back with extreme blood pressure from beautiful Canada.
You know what I think you should switch it up for?
What?
Anthony, I say it all the time. Did you go and have some street meat yet?
No. Oh,
street meat.
Oh, yeah, God.
Probably lose another tooth, I reckon.
Katarina loves the street meat.
No, I love the food carts, you know, the food trucks.
Same thing.
Yeah. See? But I'm a vegetarian, so I probably won't have the meat.
They have the veggie. They have veggies. Fake.
But if Sahai ever asks you to have a pretzel, do not.
She only chooses the stale ones.
No. Okay, so we're not big on pretzels here in Toronto. And Simon, I know you said that he'd probably lose another tooth if he had street meat, but I got to tell you, our street meat here in Toronto is very juicy. So I think he'd be okay.
Just like John.
Tender. Softy. Yes. I'm the online street.
Stop.
See, we should never have asked Captain Feathersword to be part of this interview. It went downhill early and it just continued that way.
Is the street meat in big sort of vans, like, or is it the carts?
It's the carts.
Like carts on the like
carts.
A guy
it's carts.
Opens up the little lid and
on
then.
The cart.
But how do you eat it? Like, what is it? Is it in a sandwich? Like, what is it?
It's
skewer?
A hot dog.
Oh, it's a hot dog.
Yeah. Street meat.
Oh, is that what it is? A hot dog. And where do you find these street meats?
The street meats are all over our beautiful city of Toronto.
At a certain time of the day or the night?
No, they're here always.
All day, all night. So even if you decide to go, like, you're going to go dancing at night, have a few drinks afterwards, it's like a Toronto tradition. You're going to want to go and grab some. They do have that, Captain.
Yeah.
And veggie.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
They have a wide variety.
Right, we must try.
Yeah, see? Yeah. And your teeth will be safe, Anthony.
Yeah.
Soft.
Unless Sahai's there, that is.
As Sahai gives her, like, you know, devilish grin. With Sahai beside me. Okay, what else are we looking forward to on this tour? Let's go around really quickly because we've got like 2 minutes before the show's done. Okay.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. Okay, here we go.
That's a great idea.
More Tim Holes.
Everybody making signs at the show, bring signs.
Yeah.
I'd like some more turkey hot dogs.
More turkey hot dogs.
Street meat. Maple syrup.
Oh, nice. Well, I'm looking forward to trying the veggie street meat.
Whoa. John?
I want some street meat.
That was very convincing, John.
I want to see a real live squirrel.
But what? Have you never seen a squirrel?
Whenever I come here, and they're very rare at the moment, I haven't seen one.
Wait, a squirrel. Specifically in Canada?
And America, I didn't see one.
We were just in New York.
I didn't see one. Okay. But you got scared of the squirrel.
There was a lot.
It was John that was scared of the squirrel.
No, don't blow that, me.
Be strong, John. You know what? So that is our cue. We're gonna wrap it up because we're gonna go squirrel hunting, but not to just look at them. Okay, we're not harming it. No squirrels will be harmed. Okay, need to make that clear. We're gonna go do that, and we're gonna say goodbye to you guys all at home. But the Wiggles are around. And they're touring, and you're not going to want to miss it because, like I said, October 7th and 8th, Coca-Cola Coliseum, 4 shows. Get your tickets. You're not going to want to miss it. And to get you in the mood, you're going to want to tune in to Treehouse and Stack TV to watch Ready, Steady, What?
We Go!
Five.
At noon on Saturdays. That's right, Simon, season 5. Yeah. All right, guys, can we end off with a song?
Yeah, which one? Yeah.
Whatever you want.
What one, guys?
Free salad.
Yummy, yummy.
No, toot, toot.
Come on. Toot, toot, chugga, chugga, big red car.
That's it for us.
We
will catch you next week. Same time, same place. It's The Parenting Show. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. And this, right here, are The Wiggles.
Yummy, yummy. Fruit salad. Yummy, yummy.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.